Hi, do you like adult toys? Because I do.
Same.
I have one in the room.
Anyways, Adam and Eve is our sponsor, and we love them so much. Adam and Eve is the number one trusted source for adult toys. They've been in business for almost 50 years.
Really?
I didn't know that. 50 years of adult toys.
That's a lot of years.
Hairs.
Adult, your hairs.
Your hairs. They have 24/7 customer support in case your toy explodes. They don't.
You could stress them out, though.
Yeah. They have high quality stuff, so you'll probably never call them.
They won't explode unless it's specifically made to explode, if you're into that. They also have 90-day no-hassle returns and very discreet packaging. 20% of their profit goes to help fight the spread of HIV around the world also, so that's really cool. Visit adamandeve.com and use the code MOOD for 50% off one item plus free shipping in the U.S. and Canada. Some exclusions apply. Again, visit adamandeve.com and use the code MOOD for 50% off one item plus free shipping in the U.S. and Canada. America's hat.
Imagine handling the returned sex toys. Just like used butt plugs. What a job. I think that's an essential job.
I think they've done it so many times. They're just like.
They're flipping through things.
There's one guy that really likes it. He's like. Anyway, welcome to Big Mood. We're happy to have you here. Today we have a special guest, a very special guest. He's super handsome, very sexy. Please don't get too turned on by him.
You're happy,
married.
All right.
Okay. He's taken, ladies.
I would like to be introduced as a Britney Spears
aficionado.
Britney Spears free thinker and truther.
Free Britney?
A truther.
Britney Spears free thinker and truther.
An expert.
Stephen Paul Green.
Hi, everybody. I'm a big Britney Spears fan, big expert on Britney Spears.
There we go.
So what is
no one else is in the room?
Hmm?
Are we just invisible to you?
No.
This is Tiff and that's Gina.
Oh, yeah. Let's introduce ourselves for those audio listeners out there. I'm Nikki Limo.
I'm Tiff.
And I'm Gina.
And we are Big Mood.
That is the corniest shit I've ever seen.
Are we the Power Rangers that just assemble?
Horrifying.
We are. Big like Mood.
Right?
Big Mood.
Oh my God. Come on, Steve.
Yuck, man.
I like that.
We are.
Big Mood. Jesus Christ. You sound like a weird boy band. Good Lord.
Free Steve.
Exactly. So you guys want to know about Britney Spears or what?
I fucking do, yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys know about Britney Spears?
She's under a conservatorship.
Yes.
Her dad. So her dad controls everything from her money, her spending, her work, her contact to the outside world, everything. Basically, her whole entire life is under
conservatorship.
Yeah.
She also had a few hit singles.
Very true. Less known for that, though.
So
Britney's been under this conservatorship since like 2009.
That's insane.
Because she went through this, she had like a very public, as you guys know,
2007
quote unquote mental breakdown.
Which the older I get, I get it.
I
understand.
And also, I'm like, people are looking at it as though she was just a normal person that had a breakdown. Like, imagine being followed by paparazzis night and day, like, non-fucking stop.
Because she was in the Mickey Mouse Club, too. So, I don't know about paparazzi back then, but still, like, she's been in the public eye.
Yeah, not the paparazzis were as in the Mouseketeers.
Probably not.
Yeah. But also, like, I mean, there are probably some weird shit going on with the Disney stuff and the adults and the children. I wouldn't
every
be surprised.
Every aspect of her life was controlled. Especially Disney controls a lot, like a lot of stuff. You know, if you sign on, there was a period of time where both Disney and Nickelodeon were doing this thing. Nickelodeon,
Jesus Christ.
Disney and Nickelodeon.
Disney and Nickelodeon.
But they were doing this thing where they wanted to create stars, so they would, you had a show
Ariana
you would do
Grande.
A tour, exactly, so you were like a musical star, an actor, and it was all under like one contract,
and Selena Gomez,
and they controlled everything. They controlled your social media, they controlled everything. So imagine she was in the Mickey Mouse Club, and then growing up just having like her image completely controlled. She's over sexualized at such a young age, because that Hit Me Baby One More Time was when she was 16.
That was 16?
She was 16.
In that schoolgirl outfit?
But so was I, so it was okay.
Yeah, well.
You were younger than that.
I was 7.
Like 12.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I was like, oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah, so she influenced a lot of 12-year-olds, because that's when we all found out about her, too. Well, you guys were even younger than that.
Yeah.
But that's when she exploded. And like, then all these younger kids, because if you're 16, then you're influencing, you know, much younger than you, started getting like way more sexual, like wanting to dress more.
That's so true. Thongs. I remember being 9 years old in my bedroom, and that's when I'm a slave.
Oh, yeah. For slave you. For you.
Yeah.
Whoa, when you that were came nine out, for that? Whoa.
I was 9 when that came out. And or maybe 11. Now I'm between 9 and 11. I forgot. But I remember being a child, though, and like trying to do her dance. And I was like in front of the mirror. And then I would actually tie my shirt up so my belly was all exposed. Whoa. Trying to emulate Britney in that music video.
At 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was on TRL.
Yeah.
Total Request that. Live.
You guys with Carson out, you, Daly.
What happened to that guy?
So if you think about it, when... Because so Britney Spears was always like under her parents, right? And then she's like in the Disney system for a while. And then she comes out of that and she's basically an international superstar.
Yeah.
When was Britney ever free?
Yeah.
Never. Yeah.
Ever.
And if you guys just want to take a moment and think about that.
Poor girl.
When like, she was 4?
She had a regular childhood.
Maybe? I mean, she never got to even be an adult who's in charge of her own finances, like doing her own kind of thing, because she had it all taken from her.
Was it like a stage mom situation? I didn't read a lot about her mom, so I'm assuming not.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe a stage dad situation.
Yeah, that's kind of what's going on.
I know they came from like more of a like poor, lower income background, and then they like went to California to like try.
Well, her sister was a Nickelodeon star,
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah, and
later,
she,
later.
Yeah, later. And then she ended up becoming a teen mom too, and then like she got ridiculed for that, like crazy. But it's just like there's a lot of stuff going on in that family. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of the time when people talk about this, we go from her public breakdown, right? Like that's what everyone says. It's a public breakdown, but really, what did she do? Right? She went to a barbershop. She had her hair.
Barbershop.
She had her head shaved in the middle of the night.
Well,
right?
It's because her extensions were like digging into her scalp, and she was just like, "I'm fucking tired of it."
And so they had somebody in there, obviously opening the blinds because they took the shot from outside.
Yeah.
So why, if it's this thing that she's doing that she wants to keep so private, why did she open the blinds for it? Like there's just a lot to this, because if you've been to her Instagram at all, there's a lot of things there where it looks
like
she's
kind of like how this came up, is that her people were noticing that her Instagram changed. Because if you go back a few years ago, her Instagram was not as crazy. Like, she's still kind of controlled and stuff, but like she's not as out of it like as
what
she
do you
is
think
now
changed?
Like, she used to have more of a natural delivery. Like, she would talk to the camera and she'd be like, "Hey guys, it's me, Britney, and I'm doing this," or like, "Oh, these are my outfits that I picked today." But now if you go to her Instagram, it's just like her like staring at the camera doing weird
spins. You could
definitely
tell that. No, for sure there's a drastic difference, but I guess I'm like conspiracy land. Like, what do you think changed? Like, why is she now more outwardly coming out? Like, she is definitely lost.
Well, there's theories because we don't know, right? So it's like, you know, is it medication? Is it that she's going through something even more serious mental-wise? Like, is it, or is it even that just what a lot of people think, which is that she's trying to reach out for help? Like, she's battled with her father to have him removed as her sole conservator, and they ended up getting this other guy to be a conservator with him to help manage her finances.
Wallet.
And both of those cats are getting hundreds
Who's
of thousands.
Who's this other guy?
His name's Wallet.
Yeah, his name's Wallet.
His name's Wallet, and he's getting her money.
Wow, what a way.
Right?
Talk about born into it.
Weird.
But who is he exactly? Like a manager?
He's a financial guy.
He's a lawyer, I thought. But let's start from the beginning. Like, if you go back in the timeline, like, when do you think that she started being controlled by everything, or what led to her breakdown?
I don't think she really broke down. That's what I think is bullshit about all this stuff. I think that when everyone says that that Dave Chappelle broke down or whatever, what did he do? Mm-hmm. He just fucking quit his contract and left.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, he had a mental breakdown. Everyone says if you get out of the limelight, you're having a mental breakdown.
Or if you shave your head, you're having a breakdown. Same shit happened just recently to Tiffany Haddish. She just had enough of her hair. She wanted to go bald. She did it. And people were like, "You're crazy now."
Yeah. So I think that the terminology breakdown is stupid for that. I think that what actually happened to her is she had a problem, like with some kind of mental issue or something with drugs that we don't know about. But she ended up, because she had to go to rehab, right? Like, she went to rehab, I think, twice.
Mm-hmm.
So something happened that facilitated that. A lot of people think it was drugs. And she ended up having, recently her own kids filed for a separation.
Emancipation?
Oh, no.
Yeah, from, really? From the wow. conservatorship. They got a restraining order against her dad.
Oh, right.
For abuse of... Or what? Or
the
like some
kids
kind of abuse.
Got a restraining
the
order
kids did, yeah.
I mean, if that
the
doesn't
grandpa?
Say anything, Jesus.
So yeah, there's so much to this stuff that gets lost when people just say she went crazy and this should have happened. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not so simple to just look at her and go, she's everything that's wrong with it. She obviously is mentally fucked up and they have to control her finances or she's going to spend all $59 million.
So how did this come to be? Because I feel like if we're starting from the beginning, because we're assuming a lot of people have been following the story. We're assuming that people have seen her Instagram. We're assuming that they know what we're talking about. So starting from the beginning, Britney Spears, she became this mega superstar from, you know, her music. And then she got like so famous and you could tell like her the fame was kind of...
She even did like Lucky as a song.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And she would like talk about, and you could see like the tabloids at that time. She would go on vacation and they would have like pictures of her from a helicopter mm-hmm. that they took of her laying out. And they would be like, look how fat Britney got. Like yeah. She gained so much weight. Oh, she's struggling. She's having a problem. So you have all these people commenting on your life nonstop, 24/7. And she came out with like a piece of me, you know, like, and that kind of sums it up where everybody just seems to want a piece of her.
True.
And then she has her kids and her and Kevin are having a tough time, right?
Oh,
and
after the big Justin Timberlake breakup too?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So fans mm-hmm. are hating on her because of the Justin Timberlake breakup. Like, because
the rumor was that she cheated on him. Mm-hmm. That's why Crimea River came out.
Great song.
Yeah.
And he had another song that was like, but you didn't say you're sorry. Mm-hmm. Do you know that song?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was about her.
Sounded exactly like him. That was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I try. I mean, it's a gift.
No, and then even with the Kevin Federline thing, didn't they get married in a really weird, rushed way too? Mm. And it was like a big old scandal.
I don't know enough about the scandal part, but I just remember they wore tracksuits. Like they got married in tracksuits.
Yeah.
And then if you remember, she also married like her childhood friend.
Oh, yes, I remember she did.
Like for a weekend. And
yeah.
then had it annulled.
Like a secret
annulled within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. So then she got caught like with her kids on her lap while she was driving
mm. yes.
and people were just calling her a bad mom and they were just like really coming down on her. And then she just goes quote unquote crazy and shaves her head. She starts wearing wigs and talking in accents and just... In my opinion, it's like a fuck you. Like, mm-hmm. let me just live, because she's never got to like live her life. Like, mm-hmm. she's always very controlled in every aspect. And then
even just hanging out with people, though, people do accents and shit. Like, how is that part of her mental breakdown?
Right, she's an artist. Some she's a creative she's... artist. Like, people just like to fuck around.
Nobody said Madonna's mentally broken down when she did a fake
right.
British
oh,
accent.
Oh, that's right. She was British for a while.
Yeah, she lived there, and she's like, oh, this sounds so much nicer to say things like this. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Remember when she converted to United Kingdomism?
Man, I don't know anymore. I remember she was into Kabbalah, whatever the hell.
Yeah, yeah. She's in Kabbalah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Lindsay, but they did call her crazy.
They Lindsay used Lohan. That as proof that she wasn't capable of handling her finances and her kids and her, you know, mental state. So then that's how a conservatorship was put in place.
But it was a temporary.
They're supposed to be temporary.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then he had it extended by the end of the year. I think it was 2009. So it was just supposed to be for a little bit. Then he gets it extended. And then now here it is. We're 2020. We're still talking about it. It's been 11 years.
Right. Wow. And so a lot of the fans are like, wait, so she could go on tour, come out with all these albums, have a Vegas residency and perform every night, but she can't handle anything else in her mm-hmm. life? Like, how is she mentally available to do all the work, but mm-hmm. not mentally available to have the money from her work?
Right.
Right. And they argue, her dad and the other guy argue that they're just looking out for her best interests. Like, they even disclosed that she had like $400,000 of living expenses or something last year. Like, she's living comfortably, kind of a statement. But what's messed up is that it was supposed to be temporary. Now it's been extended indefinitely, and she's not in control of her own life.
Damn.
She can't even make.
She's even like asking the courts, like, can I please?
Yeah, whoever please? Drafted and passed that contract with indefinite language is really fucked up.
Well, like, the idea behind that is supposed to be there for people who are mentally incapacitated in some way.
That's yeah. what they claim.
Right. So they're basically having to prove that she is not
needs them.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
And so they have a financial interest to do so as well. So it's super weird
of course.
That this can go on and nobody seems to care except for Britney fans now with and the hashtag Free Britney thing.
Pretty much her caretaker. Fun fact, my friend, her personal trainer boyfriend is friends with my friend. They were in a frat together and they, like, they follow each other on Instagram and everything. And it's pretty much well known that that guy's just pretty much her, like, not caretaker, but her wrangler or
her
whatever.
Paid for boyfriend kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah.
Like some Tom Cruise
that
shit?
That gym guy? He's like a buff. Mm-hmm. I thought is he a dancer or?
I have no idea. Like her trainer or whatever.
Yeah, trainer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just know he like works out a lot.
Mm-hmm. There's also conspiracies in her, because I read the comments under her post too. And a lot of people are claiming, they're just like, how are people not noticing that this isn't even Britney?
There's like a clone?
Apparently, the real Britney isn't even here. I don't know where she is, but people think that the Britney that we see on her Instagram page isn't even her.
People think that about a lot of really high tier
like
celebrities.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Well, they even said that about Eminem, and then they like point out verses in his music where he talks about like being a clone or whatever, supposedly, and how he's like not even supposed to be here and all this stuff, but. Yeah. He's the real deal, guys.
Yeah, he's real. He's totally real still. Eminem would never. He would never.
The real Slim Shady?
He's the real Slim Shady forever. But yeah, so going back to Britney, she has requested more freedom. They won't grant it to her.
Jesus.
She also, like, fans were saying that there was a comment in her Instagram that was like, wear yellow tomorrow if you need help. And she wore yellow. So
people just danced around. She didn't even do anything. Yeah. She just danced around in yellow.
Yeah. So a lot of fans are convinced that she's trying to tell them things in code. Mm-hmm. And like she's not allowed to say certain things. But none of this is proven. It's all just like conjecture. And she's even tried to tell the fans like, hey, butt out, like what I need right now is space. But then
she says it in the caption though. You notice in the video, she's like, everything's cool. I'm Britney. I'm barely even here as I'm talking to you right now.
No, she says, everything's cool, guys.
And then she says things that I don't even know if she's capable of saying together in a sentence, like in the caption.
Mm. Yeah.
So like it's typed out by someone else.
Who's controlling that? Like, is it the conservatorship? If she's not in control of her own life, is she control of her Instagram? I doubt that.
Well, and then people are like, she has like weird projects in her captions all the time. Like, I'm working on Project Rose right now. I'm working on Project Rose. And then you look up Project Rose and it's like some weird thing. And then she says she's working on this, I forget the other project's names, but she says different project's names, but they're like code. It's like, or it seems like code because it's like Project Rose, Project Airplane.
I think I saw a video of her like dancing with a hat or an umbrella or something, and she's holding it in a certain way, and her finger is pointing at like a very small fine print. And people like zoomed in on it, and it said like help or 911 or something.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was all over TikTok.
For fuck's sake, man. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff. So that's kind of the big tease about all this stuff is she keeps on reiterating this need for help in some way that at least that we all see because we're looking for it as now too.
Did you guys ever see that Black Mirror episode with Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
It literally sounds like it.
It does.
So there was this one episode where she was this huge pop star, and it turns out that her aunt was controlling her, and she just had no say in her life, and to the point where like it seemed like she was going to be rebelling against the aunt, and so the aunt drugged her, put her under a coma, and was pretty much trying to kill her, and that like it was fucking crazy. But it seems like because she didn't want to fall in line, then they had to do something to force her to like bend at the knee and like you better be obedient or else this other shit happens. And it kind of gives me that like those vibes from this whole Britney situation, because if there's like little codes in there, little like help me's, like that's fucking crazy,
just like cryptic messages.
Speaking of kill, random facts, Selena's killer is getting out of prison this year.
This year, what? Yolanda, that fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what happened? How did she?
I knew the Latino would get angry. I knew the Latino would get angry.
Of course, I have to.
To happen.
I saw it. Okay, I mean, given I didn't do any research, but I think it was on TikTok, and people are starting a petition to like not. I don't know.
She's
something.
Gonna. I mean,
she's gonna get killed.
I was gonna say that, but then I was like, is that fucked up? I really feel like she's just not gonna make it out into the real world. Like,
how did
people,
Selena die?
She got killed by. She shot her. So this lady Yolanda, she was the fan club
president
and also like her best friend, and like she was always in her circle. But then it turns out that Yolanda was skimming money and stealing from Selena. And then so the day that Selena died is because she went to go visit her in her apartment to confront her about this money. And Selena was just like, you don't have to steal, like, just ask and I'll give it to you or whatever it is. And then she pretty much broke up with her as a friend, and she was leaving, and that's when Yolanda brought out a gun and shot her in the chest.
Whoa.
Why'd she even have a gun?
And then she, I don't know, and then she, like, locked herself in the car for many hours as police were trying to, like, get her, but she was gonna kill herself, and it was crazy. Dude, that shit was, like, burned in my memory, because I remember, like, when I was little, I loved Selena so much.
Aww, yeah.
And, like, growing up, after she passed, every single night I'd be praying to God and, like, talking to Selena. I'm like, I'm so sorry you were taken from Earth. And, like, there's just, like, all this.
I lied. Never mind.
I have this connection with her.
You lied?
So I'm like,
I lied.
Yolanda's coming out.
No. TikTok lied to me. Never mind.
Okay, we can relax.
sorry.
Wait, you mean to tell me that not everything on TikTok is true?
I am just as shocked as you are.
Don't give up on TikTok as a news source, though. Please. Stay open to it.
My bad. Eligible for parole in 2025.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Okay, that's a little better.
But I like the Latina fire that I saw earlier.
Oh, yeah, girl. You don't understand. My heart started pounding. Yeah. My heart's racing right now.
Yeah.
So what are some of your theories on this?
Okay, so I'm of two minds about this thing.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it from the angle of fans who really only see warnings, only see maybe...
Like, once they decide a narrative, they
need to see it.
Yeah, so we'll see evidence of that thing.
So if that's true, right? If we're all sitting here and we're like, well, Britney's not all there anymore, right? Then shouldn't she need a conservatorship? Like, if we're all seeing in the evidence, like, she can barely, like, talk to camera without seeming like this fairy person.
Well, one thing she does need help picking out are her outfits. And if you need help picking out your outfits, we got you. Stitch Fix.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Powerful.
No, but seriously, if you want, like, a personal stylist without having to pay personal stylist prices, you can go check out Stitch Fix. You go on the website, sign up for an account, and then it's a personal styling company that brings you the world of fashion at your fingertips. So they'll show you different pictures of different clothing items, and you say whether or not you like them, like yay or nay, and then from that they'll assess what your style is, and then they'll send you curated pieces in the mail. You try them on, you wear them a little bit, you decide if you like them. If you like them, you keep them, and if you don't like them, you send them back. But you do get a discount if you keep everything in your box. You pay a $20 styling fee for each fix, which is like nothing, but and it's also credited towards anything you keep, and then you could schedule it at any time. There's no subscription required, plus shipping, returns, and exchanges are easy and free. So get started today at stitchfix.com/mood, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mood for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/mood.
Mood. That's right. And after you're looking so good in your new outfits, you're going to be hungry, right? That's where DoorDash comes in.
I always get hungry in new outfits.
There's nowhere to go anymore, so I dress up just to open the door for my DoorDasher.
You should. Yeah. You look fabulous every time you do, because I'm watching from across the street. I don't know, that got creepy. But anyway, so continue supporting restaurants in your community safely, because there are thousands of restaurants open for delivery on DoorDash that need your patronage now more than ever. So support your favorite restaurants on DoorDash. It's super easy to order. All you have to do is open up the app, choose what you want to eat, and food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. So you can support your local go-tos, or you can choose your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and
Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory, exactly. Yes. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery, so go to the DoorDash app and get you some delicious food. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BIGMOOD. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app and in the App Store and enter code BIGMOOD. Don't forget, that's code BIGMOOD for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
Okay, so you think, hey, maybe she does need a conservatorship?
I'm saying if there's evidence that she is reaching out for help, there's also evidence that she needs help with a conservatorship. I mean, there's both sides of this is pretty interesting. It's not just like, obviously, Britney needs help and there's a conspiracy to keep her captured by this conservatorship thing. I think that having someone in 11 years, like, as an indentured servant is fucking weird.
Yeah.
And that unless she really is, like, semi-institutionalized, which is the rumor, is that she's been put into mental institutions a couple times, so she's actually having serious issues.
She was 5150.
She's bipolar, right?
Yeah, she was 5150.
They're claiming that she's bipolar.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's not like we're going to get her medical history. You know, like there's no doctor that's going to be like, here's what's going on with Britney, and this is all true. Like, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We just know from things like that. She was 51-50 at one point, and so.
Yeah, and then the other argument that I think her dad was giving was like, you don't understand, like, Britney's never, she's never experienced controlling any of it. Like, she doesn't know what to do, which, okay, but. At one point, none of us had experience controlling our finances or anything, and you kind of just like learn what to do. And if you are an adult and you want to be autonomous and you're asking for it, I mean, she's in a clear enough state of mind to request it. I feel like it should have been temporary. I mean, at least shouldn't have lasted this long.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also don't know. Or let's play with the idea of. Yeah, she needs it, right? So then we don't know exactly how severe her issues are, because I think I did hear that she has bipolar, and I personally know someone that has bipolar, and they did have to be institutionalized because they were just they were a threat to themselves and to others, and so it can get very severe where, like, you know, you this person really can't handle their own stuff, and they need help. So who knows exactly how severe it is, if it is the case. But personally, I feel like it is really shady, and there are a lot of people to benefit out of her to continue to stay in this conservative.
That's the other part of it, right? Yeah. Where she filed to have her own father removed. Her own father also had a restraining order put against him by her own kids. Like, this guy should not be the head of the conservatorship if she needs it.
Mm-hmm. She was requesting, like, okay, fine, but can we have someone else?
Exactly.
Yeah, and someone more qualified. Yeah.
Her and her lawyer were requesting that, and they got denied it. So that's where you go, okay, well, if she does need this because she needs help, why? And she and they claim, by the way, like, her father claims that she has input on her life and all this shit. Well, how come she doesn't have input on her conservative?
And they're each making six figures from this.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're financially incentivized to keep it going. So that's where I'm like, once you give something power, I've always believed this, once you give something power, they're never going to give it back.
Right.
Look at the fucking Patriot Act and shit. It's not like they're going to go, oh, we're going to draw down the Patriot Act now, guys. Don't worry. We feel like we don't need it as much anymore. Like, they're never giving it back. So something like this is another example that you give them that power, they are not going to cede it.
Did you see that video of her team, like, just deciding every aspect of her life?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, yeah. There was this, like, video of just, like, kind of showing a little portal into what goes on behind the scenes, and it's like her dad and her team, and they're all like, okay, is she available this date to work? Well, it's her birthday. Should we ask her if she wants to work on her birthday? She's gonna work on her birthday.
Whoa,
we'll make sure she works on her
footage or something.
I don't remember where it was from. I think it was from this documentary that this guy put together, because there was a documentary, I think it's on YouTube, that a guy put together, and the only thing he got, like, a copyright claim against was the footage portraying her dad in a negative light.
Wow.
Yeah, he's very like that.
Yeah.
About his image. And he's hates the Free Britney movement, obviously. He's hired like a PR firm to battle
discredit it. Discredit it and stuff.
So is there,
and that's, like, what I'm here to do.
has there been any talks in having her just retire and not be performing anymore, or
they, like, want what's that going money
on there? I understand that there's a lot of people to make money. Obviously, they're gonna want her to work, but then if it's like, oh, she can't handle her own life, then why not just have her stop being a monkey?
She has two kids, dude. She has to take care of her two kids.
Well, her kids were even. There's even this one. I was watching a video on it, and her kids had asked her, hey, mommy, where's your music? And she goes, oh, I don't know, baby. I don't know if I'm going to do that anymore.
So her own manager just came out and said he doesn't know if she'll even perform again.
Yeah.
So that's where
she loves performing.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
Or she says she loves it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's just, that's where it all goes crazy, right? Or I'm like, man, we don't really know Britney, obviously.
Right.
We all do this thing where we're like, no, I do, I swear.
But well, like, she feels like family because we all grew up with her.
Of course. But, you know, I don't fucking know Britney. But I just think that the idea of a conservatorship, there's something so fucked up about that to me. Especially where you're financially incentivized to keep it going. So that's my end of the day takeaway from this, is I think that it's wrong for her father to be the executor because she wants somebody else.
There's a conflict of interest, number one.
There's abuse.
She requested someone else.
Yeah.
And then
and
also,
the kids, that's a huge thing.
There's not many cases of a conservatorship lasting this long for someone who's not physically incapacitated,
right.
Yeah. You know, exactly. Or mentally incapacitated.
And she's still working. So I'm like,
yeah. Usually if they're that mentally incapacitated to need a conservatorship, they wouldn't be working.
Or how about driving? She was spotted getting in and out and shit. That's true. So it's not like, you know, she can't function.
That's true.
So yeah, there's a lot of evidence on that.
Yeah,
side.
Fame is wild. Like when you get to that level of fame, there's so many hands in the pot. There's like so many people that want a piece of it.
Right.
You know, and they're just grabbing. I just feel like they're just all grabbing at trying to, you know, control aspects of it so they get a piece of it. The other person that's been in the media lately is Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm. I feel like she kind of represents the other end of the spectrum on things, where she felt so controlled during childhood.
Yeah.
And she recently came out with a documentary called This Is Paris, mm-hmm. where she talks about it, that she made it her life's mission to never be controlled by anything ever again.
Exactly. Because when she was growing up, she had all this immense pressure to live up to the Hilton name, where she would be going to all these types of classes where she had to learn how to be proper and elegant and all these things. And then she hated that so much. She hated being controlled so much that when she was a teenager, she was like, you know what? Fuck all of this. I don't give a fuck. She became this party girl. And then so the parents, they ended up feeling like, oh, shit, we're losing control of Paris. We got to do something. So they ended up sending her to Provo County. What was it called?
Provo Canyon School.
Provo Canyon.
Which it's the way they did it, though.
Right.
It was like this school. And by the way, I had my best friend and ex-boyfriend in high school both got sent away the same exact way, where they have two big employees from the school kidnap you in the middle of the night, like you're sleeping.
That's traumatizing.
Oh my god, that's the whole movement right now, is like this causes a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a teenager, you're already dealing with all this crazy stuff, like,
and obviously you're acting out for reasons.
It's
why
natural to rebel.
Throw them, right? Throwing them away to the garbage. Like, okay, go over there and get abused and you should be coming back and be fixed, right?
So no. Dude, they abduct
you? And then
she's
like, I'm going to fucking take the Hilton name and make it a party palace, bro. Yeah, right? Cover it in Barbie.
So they abducted her in the middle of the night and she's like screaming. She's like, Mom, help me. Like screaming for her parents to help her. And they're just like standing in the corner,
that's
trying not
awful.
To look and like
crying.
Crying and stuff. And then she gets taken away to this school where first she goes to this wilderness camp where they're pretty much doing manual labor.
She hopped around a lot of these different places, right?
Yeah. She ran away from them.
Yeah.
So she ran away. She got caught, and then as like a punishment they like beat the shit out of her and her friend in front of everybody, like basically like if you try to run away, this is what's gonna happen to you. And
it's legal,
it's in Utah, so they have the least amount regulation around child abuse.
I need to move to I thought like in general, like never mind.
I'm like Gina.
Yeah.
You mean like labor
don't ever
laws
have
and
kids.
That kind of stuff?
Labor laws, child abuse laws.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they can get away with a lot more in Utah, and that's why there's like a concentration of these types of schools in Utah.
That's where to go when you got teenagers, am I right? Yeah.
Well then it spawned this whole troubled teenager industry basically. Mm-hmm. So a couple of the survivors from these schools started a movement trying to get these schools taken away. And it started out with Provo Canyon, but then every couple years, some of their employees will be like, well, we should start our own. And so they start their own school.
Yeah,
and there's
out.
Just like a high concentration of like, send your troubled teens here and we'll take care of them. And
but then while they're there, they're not telling the parents that they're physically, sexually abusing them as well. Because then Paris was talking about
they're heavily medicated.
Heavily medicated as well. That she was in this solitary confinement space and like she'd be there, I think, naked.
Naked for 20 hours at a time. Solitary confinement. They just shove you in there naked. Like, why do you have to be naked other than for humiliation?
Yeah. It is for humiliation.
To break them.
Because then one of the employees would be there and like talking shit to them. Like, it was just pure humiliation. Oh, no. And they thought that
and
that
she would
be
hear screaming in the next room from someone in a straitjacket. Like, yeah. Super traumatizing.
So fucked
She said
up.
The only thing that kept her sane was thinking about all the stuff she was going to do once she mm-hmm. broke out of
yep.
it.
Yep.
And after she got out, she was just like, I can never have my family control me again.
Yeah.
So that's why she went and built her empire, and she controls every single aspect of it. She created her persona, this mm-hmm. brand of her being dumb. She's actually really smart.
Have you heard her on audio where she's not doing the character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty so intelligent.
Well, yeah. This documentary, she yeah. drops her voice.
You actually
stuff.
See her true self, and she's so tomboy-y, and mm-hmm. she's just like, she's always like in sweats or whatever, like completely different Paris than what the public has always seen.
That's why I always say, like, all those people, the super famous rich people that you think are dumb, like, how dumb do you yeah. think they can possibly
Marilyn
be?
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Like, everyone thought she was a dumb blonde.
Yeah.
She was smart as fuck.
The Kardashians?
Yeah. Well, Kim actually yeah. learned from Paris.
Yeah.
She actually came out in that documentary
and,
as well.
Yeah, and said that yeah. Paris yeah. was responsible for her
yeah.
fame
yeah.
and kind of like leading the
Was Ray J team. Like, come on, man, what the fuck? I did something.
Well, actually, so Paris's sex tape got yeah. leaked. And that was another thing is that after it got leaked, she got almost even more famous, but in a negative way. But she couldn't control that, and she was really mad that it got leaked. But other people kind of saw that she was getting all this attention from it.
So, they were
so
like,
then
that's
there was
the
this
plan.
This mm-hmm. like bunch of leaked sex tapes that came out after that, and Ray J and Kim's was one of those.
But right. hearing her talk about that whole sex tape situation too is really heartbreaking. Because
yeah.
she was saying, like, you know, I was this 18-year-old girl, like, I fell in love and I trusted this man, and he was so abusive and Aww. Toxic, and he pretty much like kind of sort of forced her a little bit, like coerced her to get filmed, and he was like, come on, no one's gonna see this and all this shit.
Well, he was calling her stupid and yeah. saying he could find someone else to do it.
Exactly. Like,
that's
that
so fucked up.
Like, manipulating her.
Men are trash, Steve.
But it's almost so they did studies, and it's like, yeah, if you were abused in your childhood, you subconsciously think that that's a normal way to live, yeah. like a normal situation to be in relationship wise yeah. so you attract abusive relationships.
And that's exactly her track record. Like, mm-hmm. she, even in the documentary too, they're showing scenes of her with like the most recent guy that she was dating, and like him being really
dick.
Abusive.
That guy was a fucking pussy.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
So she was actually talking about, so her love life relationship is like, because of the fact that she strives to just make a lot of money. She's really motivated to be successful. And so for some reason, like, she can't date someone that's on the same level as her in terms of success and fame or whatever it is. She doesn't like that. She'd rather have someone who's not. But then by that relationship, she ends up being the more powerful one, and then the man in the relationship gets emasculated, mm-hmm. and then
they can't handle
overcompensates. And then they can't handle it, and then they overcompensate. They're abusive towards her, and then so like she can never find the winning formula, but I don't know. It seems like she's still got a lot of healing to do, but poor girl.
You never get over something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, and then also the public backlash, going back to the sex tape stuff, how the entire world they attacked her.
But not yeah. the dude.
When it was revenge yeah. porn shit, right?
Like the dude was getting interviewed on all these yeah. places.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What were they asking him?
They were like, well, because they
like,
were
hey,
accusing,
cool job.
They were accusing him, and so he got to defend himself on all these places, being like, watch the tape, man. You could go watch it on my website, blah 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 blah, and like
yeah,
watch the tape, watch the tape. And he was like, you can clearly see that it's two people in love, and
yeah.
while he's like marketing the sex tape for more people to watch it,
yeah. It's so fucked yeah. up. And then but then on the other side, everyone was attacking Paris, like, oh, you planned this, you leaked it yourself and all this shit. But imagine being in her shoes.
Yeah.
You literally trusted this man, this first love of yours or whatever. You're 18 years old. You have the entire world like looking at you and raining down on you for you getting abused. Like, you had no say in the whole world seeing you in such an intimate light. And yet it's your fault. You have to take it. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that Paris documentary. Did you see it?
I didn't got to see it yet.
It was really disturbing the way that her mom and family, yeah. and maybe it was just a documentary producers not showing us like the right clips or whatever, but it just seemed really disturbing because a lot of the way she acts is because of this trauma that happened when she was a teenager, and they're not reading it as as that, as a symptom of trauma. They're reading it as like, oh, she's just being a drama queen. Like, she's being dramatic. Like, there was just one part where Nikki Hilton was talking about her being super dramatic because, like, she's always got, like, she left her keys.
Oh my God, there's another one. That's right, Nikki.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I forgot. Sorry.
And like, there's a scene where Paris forgot her sunglasses and she's like, oh my God, can I go get my sunglasses really quick? They're on the table. And she's like, no, we don't have time. And Paris was like, no, I really need them. I really need them. And it's almost like her security blanket. Right. Having like different sunglasses is kind of like her thing. And it's almost like she's hiding from the world. And everyone's just getting pissed at her, thinking that she's being a drama queen. It's not that big of a deal. And she says sorry a bunch after. So it really disturbed me. Like the little things like that. Like,
and also the mom's reaction once Paris finally like showed her some photos of like of that movement that the Provo what place whatever all the survivors were, they had like these signs and they wrote down like all the shit that they experienced, like sexual abuse, PTSD, like eating disorders, whatever it is that they ended up getting out of this trauma. And the mom was just like, what? But it was just like,
yeah, she no didn't reaction, no empathy really. Feel- and maybe, you know, people process empathy different. Maybe she knew she was on camera and she didn't want to like cry or whatever. I don't know. I like to give benefit of the doubt. Yeah. But anyway, if you have bad habits that
Paris Hilton's mom, listen,
you have unhealthy ways of processing things. No, Noom is an app that is a healthy habit weight loss app. But I feel like it's not just for weight loss, because a lot of times you think of an app for weight loss and it's like counting calories and doing a food diary and exercising more than you eat, or
waking up in the morning,
waking up, brushing your teeth,
surviving.
But this is more focused on like the psychological aspects of why you might not be hitting your goals. So with Noom, you have certain goals. Like, let's say mine was to lose some weight. That could be one of them. They will like take a look at your habits that are maybe contributing to you overeating, like not just the overeating itself, but maybe you tend to overeat in social situations, or maybe you tend to overeat when you have anxiety or stress, and you kind of work on acknowledging those habits and then breaking those, and then the weight loss is kind of like the end result that happens after dealing with the internal stuff. So I really like that. It's got ease and convenience. You just do 10 minutes a day. The tone of the program works with your lifestyle, and you don't have to commit to a rigorous plan. It's based in psychology. It's based on cognitive behavioral approach and uses personalized courses to help you reach your specific goals. Over 80% of Noomers finished the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. So high success rate. There's a science to getting healthier, and it's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/bigmood. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/bigmood to start your trial today. That's Noom, Noom.com/bigmood.
Yeah, and I want to talk about FabFitFun.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
I know. I just recently received my very first box ever. And so I have always seen people promoting this on social media, and I'm always like, oh man, I really want to try it. And so finally, thank you, FabFitFun. You guys sent us our fall box. And in this fall box, there were so many good things that I actually ended up keeping all of them, because I was thinking, I'm like, well, if there's some stuff here and there that might not really fit with my taste or whatever it is, because I'm brand new to this, maybe I can save it for a gift or something, because they're full size products. They're not like sample size little things. But I mean,
it works. I would do the same thing, honestly. Yeah. Like, if I didn't want something, I would just gift it to you. Imagine we just give it to each other. Like, hey,
I mean,
like,
suffers, I got this too. Exactly.
I got the FabFitFun box too, bitch.
We all have the same stuff.
It's good stuff, though.
I know. My purse that I've been using recently, I forgot the brand, but it's this like really cute black backpack purse.
Yeah.
Backpack purse? Yeah, exactly. And mini I backpack. Use it. I have it, and I bring it with me every single day. I absolutely love it. So yeah, I feel like the value of this box is so amazing because, like I said, you get full-size products. They're quality stuff, name brand stuff. And it's just like, why not treat yourself every season, you know? So it's time to customize your box for the fall season. Sign up today to receive your first box and join a community of over 1 million women who are already obsessed. And I'm one of these million. I love it. Use coupon code Big Mood for $10 off your first box at fabfitfun.com. That's code Big Mood for $10 off your first box at fabfitfun.com. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, so Paris is actually a boss ass businesswoman. Did you like think of her that way when?
Well, I kind of go against the grain a lot when it comes to when everybody's trying to tell me this is how somebody is.
Yes.
I'm always like, I don't know, maybe I should try to look for something else.
Steve, Hitler was really bad. Everyone thinks so.
I think that maybe you're wrong.
No, but that, someone's gonna steal that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, obviously there's some easy ones.
Yeah.
But anytime that it's like harmless, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, so this celebrity person is a ditz. She's so dumb. Oh my God, Paris, like you're all about the shoes. Like, yeah. I don't know, man. I just don't think that anything's that simple, especially when somebody's being outwardly portrayed like that.
Yeah.
Like when you're being advertised to, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like, did you know that Paris Hilton's like this? Did you know that Paris Hilton's like this? Did you know that Paris Hilton's like this? And you're constantly getting inundated with it. And that's what always makes me skeptical. Because I think everyone gets like mislabeled something just by being in public or ever being on camera somehow.
Yeah. I think it's so dumb when people just take it and just take it as face value without doing a little bit of critical thinking. Like I said earlier, she's rich as shit, right? And she's...
Well, a lot of people wrote that off as like, well, she has like her
money.
I mean, her family gave her the money.
Right.
Didn't her grandfather cut her off? He said that if she doesn't stop fucking up, he'll cut her off. But like, besides that, but also like the Kardashians, listen, man, I don't keep up with them.
Nice. Hey, nice.
I wasn't even planning, wow, I wasn't even planning on that.
Their branding's just so good. Yeah, it's like just, innately in you.
Did you see that? I didn't even plan on that. Or like when people get all up in arms about, well, they just did this and it's terrible and it's all over. I'm like, you do realize that that's what they want,
it's
right?
It's a public relation.
They're so smart because how long are people they've been still talking about them?
Did they incept my dreams?
Yeah.
I literally don't follow any of them.
Me either.
And somehow Kylie's always popping up in my dreams.
Whoa. I know things about them that I don't care to know, but it's because they're so good. So when if you're looking at this and you're still thinking these people are so dumb and they have no talent, well, like, you are an idiot. Yeah. You're the dumb one. Like, this is amazing.
You're getting worked by them. Dude. Yeah.
Half of their money is coming from haters.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're monetizing their haters. So that's the thing. People don't understand how that stuff works sometimes. Yeah. And also too, being like a social media person, I've been on both sides of the fence where I see how someone's portrayed and then I know them in real life.
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm a hoe.
Exactly.
Well, that's because I marketed it like that way for a while because it was fun.
There's arguments.
It could also be because you're a hoe.
That could also be it. It could also be right.
But that's the thing, right? So once you know that, once you see how everyone says something and then you actually know how it is, you can never go back from that.
Yeah.
Like I will read things about social media people in newspapers that is not real or true, or even just about the amount of money we all make. It's all bullshit. All the stuff that they say that we do. When you actually know the person, you're like, man, you got this so wrong. It's crazy.
I know. And then sometimes I wonder too. I'm like, wait, how did you get all the information that was given to you and then distort it to create something that's not even true anymore? That should blow.
So that's why
too.
I think Paris is so smart, because she thought about branding from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like she thought of herself as a brand. She was actually,
what was that show she was on with Nikki?
Simple Life. She was actually considered the original influencer because she started like the famous for being famous type of thing.
Yeah.
But she always thought of herself as in terms of a brand. Like, is this in alignment with my brand? Will this hurt my brand? Mm-hmm. So she branded herself and no one else could. Like she branded herself dumb and ditzy and whatever.
Do you remember when everyone's like, that's hot?
Yes.
So hot.
She tried to trademark it.
The sunglasses, the pink, the poodle, everything. It was fantastic.
So when other people are allowed to dictate your branding or what they're perceiving you as, that just tells me that like we maybe weren't as good as of branding ourselves.
Or using it to win. Like,
yeah.
That's what she did. She's like, I'll use the inertia of all this shit to fucking make myself a fucking independent empire.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those now, like even on YouTube or Instagram where you just see them. It's like, God, like some people just go crazy and do stupid things or just out of their minds. And you realize they're making so much money off of this.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Like
that's why she says she thinks she created a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we know one person that I asked you guys, I'm like, is she fucking insane? You guys were like, yes. And she's making so much money off of it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Yeah.
And people don't even know that we know them either. So it's fun. That's always a fun one.
I see.
So everyone's going to start like in the comments.
The one you said like, yeah, she's crazy, but she knows what she's doing crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
For
sure. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a winning formula, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's working.
Because at the end of the day, it's a lot of money in your bank, man.
That's a lot of doll hairs.
That's a lot of fucking doll hairs. And I love doll hairs. It works.
And with that is the independence to do whatever the fuck you want. Mm-hmm. Like Paris Hilton could just walk away, which she kind of has lately. Like she's kind of not been in the spotlight at all.
She's also been on TikTok lately. God, I need to get off that app so bad.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't take a vacation. Yeah. She said that she works like 250, she's traveling 250 days of the year.
Wow. And she actually suffers from insomnia, so she'll sleep like 2 hours every night.
Because she has nightmares about this school about every single night.
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
What is she doing now? Like, what is she doing?
Oh, she's a DJ. She travels. She has, I forgot how many brands, but a fuck ton of brands.
She has 19 brands.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's what they said in the documentary. Wow.
But notice how her brand is not now skewered to being the top of the tabloids and all that stuff.
Right.
Like, she's
gone
from all that shit. She's like,
she has perfume, like apparel.
I don't know anyone that wears or buys anything Paris Hilton, though.
Dude, her perfume was huge.
Back then.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Nowadays, it's just like, what is she doing exactly?
But if Paris Hilton walked into a room, like, everyone would be like, holy shit, it's Paris Hilton.
Right. Yeah, you know, a few years ago, I had heard about her persona being just a fake persona and not really herself, and that in reality she is this like brilliant woman and she created this whole image for her. And I heard this years ago and I'm like, nah.
Really?
I don't know. I'm very simple-minded, Nikki. Uh-oh. I believe whatever you push in front of my face. I'm very gullible. So
Nikki, I mean, I look at the back figures. To the Hitler thing.
Yeah, on the Hitler problem.
I look at numbers. So if you're like, you know, hey, you know, she's not really dumb. She actually built this many businesses, has this much in revenue a year, and this much blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh yeah, she hella smart.
Yeah.
Like, the smartest people are not the ones that know all the things, like doing all the math. Sure. The smart people are the ones leveraging themselves.
But then
the
simple-minded ones end up going, but that's not even her. She's just a puppet then, because she's already she came from money. She has a Hilton name. So obviously she didn't do this on her own. That's what I used to think.
That's what I noticed about this Britney Spears thing is one of the people who was commenting on this, one YouTube person was saying that obviously Britney can't be, have dementia because she won a lot of VMAs that year. And I was like,
I'm not that simple-minded.
How in the fuck did you get there, man?
My brain I think I'm having a stroke.
I'm like, bro, like, I don't know where, I don't know how you got there. Like,
I need you to walk me through this because I am so curious as to how you got there.
So when she goes into her therapist's office, they're like, well, how many VMAs did you win this year? Like, well, I won five. You're good.
She's holding her VMAs. I don't know where I am right now, but look at these things.
You got five VMAs. You're good. Mentally stable as fuck.
Yeah.
Get out.
That's what I mean by when you, okay, so if, and people, you know, this video had a very nice like to dislike ratio. I think a lot of people were like, yeah, that's really true. And it saddens me because I wish people just looked a little deeper at the actual argument that's being presented, right? Britney Spears is being held captive by her estate. Fact. She tried to push her father out. That's another fact. Like, does she seem like she's crying out for help? It seems like it. We don't know. But like but instead of like just taking
the facts,
the dish that's served right in front of you and eating all of it, like just take a look at your food first.
Well, I have now, because now I've surrounded myself with very intelligent friends, which now my mentality, I'm always skeptical now.
Critical thinking.
Good.
You know?
Right on.
Yeah. Nice. Good. Question everything.
But old Tiff, she was so simple.
It's a simple life.
It can go too far the other way too, you're like, wait. Everything's a lie.
Is this a conspiracy
and then
too?
Everything, then that's when people become like very into the conspiracy.
So woke. You guys are all such sheep.
Yeah.
I'm smarter than everyone because I use those words.
Free the sheeple.
Sheeple.
We the sheeple of the United States.
Wake up, everyone. Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used to be like, I could be a sheep. It's okay.
Yeah. You would be the cutest sheep.
Sheep are pretty well cared for.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have to think for myself. It's cool.
They have a purpose. They make wool.
They keep people warm. See, they have a purpose. It's fine.
They make UGG boots. And we all need UGG boots.
So is Paris Hilton not in contact with her parents or anything anymore? Is she just...
She is.
Yeah, she is. But she never told them any of this beforehand.
The trauma shit from them.
Yeah, she just used it as her fuel
Good for her.
Yeah,
good for her
to become successful.
Yeah, you sink or swim, and she fucking swam the shit out of that. That's amazing.
She did an Olympic size pool.
Yeah, and then so what? Where is Britney Spears' mom?
So that's what's interesting too, is that certain tweets that are like Free Britney, her mom has liked them.
Ooh, yeah,
wait, her mom's active. Oh, I thought she was. Oh, she's alive. She's
and
out
she's
there
like tweets where they say she's in a mental institution and stuff. So she's like giving some juice to all this.
Yeah, and well, her and the dad are
divorced.
Yeah,
of course.
Wait, who? What? Her and her daughters?
Britney Spears and the mom and dad are divorced. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember there was also some drama with the mom, and like she would be fighting with Britney a lot, and it was like some sort of like that. I don't remember. But that makes sense to me why she wouldn't be one of the conservators.
I heard a theory where, because you know how like Jamie Lynn Spears was on Nickelodeon and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. And you know, like the creator of Nickelodeon is like a huge pedo that has a huge foot fetish.
Yes.
Like there's
back
some,
then. Well, was he the creator at the time? Or
I don't know if he was the creator, but he was
in charge. He was like the guy, yeah.
Dude, he had like a weird foot fetish. Have you seen like videos of Ariana Grande back then? Like the things he made her do?
Like what?
Like putting her feet in her mouth.
Ew,
and like he has a huge foot fetish. Like it was
hard
played
to
off.
Do? How'd she do that?
I mean, like, how did he work that into a show? Like into
she'll
the
be like, guys, did you guys know that some people can't put their foot in their mouth? Well, I can. Watch this. And then, or like, she's like squeezing a potato. She's like, I wonder if I can juice a potato. Like just really creepy shit. Or like dumping water in her mouth. Like really creepy. So Jamie Lynn Spears was a part of the whole Nickelodeon thing at the time, and she was a teen mother, and people were saying that it could have been that guy's kid.
No way.
Like he, whoa. Yeah, like statutory rape or something, and that's why she disappeared and stuff.
Whoa. Wait, yeah. So the father never is not publicly known?
I don't know. I guess not. But
well,
people
she
were
had
saying
a
it's
boyfriend at the time. Yeah. But I mean, you have to take a parental test. Paternity test.
I gotta show you that video. It's really disturbing. Like, just you notice all the feet. The Nickelodeon logo is a giant foot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Kind yeah.
Of, yeah.
And there were like all these shows, like those. What are those shows back then on the
all Nick, that?
Like or like later our later years. But there was always like something about feet. Like their feet were always showing and stuff like that. It was really creepy.
And by the way, people that have foot fetishes, we're not gonna yuck their yums.
No, you guys are fucking
allowed to have foot fetishes.
Just don't do it to kids.
Yeah, not a child.
That's all.
That's what we're yucking.
That's where we take a stand.
We accept every fetish except for furries. I'm just kidding.
That's true. I don't accept furries. And I don't want to know the arguments for furries. Fuck you. I don't care. I'm not eating it.
But now I wonder, like, where is Jamie Lynn Spears? Where is the mom and stuff like that?
Apparently she hasn't touched a dime of Britney's money. That's what she says.
That's good.
Yeah.
She's like,
but
living
the brother has, hasn't he?
There's
like,
a brother?
Yeah, brother?
Yeah, the brother was in, like, was defending the dad.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. Dude, just a lot like, of there's these certain things you don't know and stuff like that.
Duh. We want to know, man. Tell us.
Right. And then Britney herself was like, hey, I know you guys love me and I really appreciate it. But like the biggest thing you could do to help me right now is just give me space. So and Jamie Lynn did say like, hey, you don't know my sister. She's actually really, really strong and she's fighting. She's a fighter. Just like let her have space.
What is she fighting?
Exactly.
What are you fighting?
If she didn't have something to fight, then why?
Well, it could be with herself or something. Who knows? But yeah.
There's all these child stars like Aaron Carter.
Oh man,
lost his mind. Yeah,
I recently saw a concert with Aaron Carter there. I didn't mean to be there, but
I was there.
I like how you like offended. Ooh, I didn't mean to be there with him, but
there.
No, we were at this party. This was like a year ago.
Yeah, no, it was like 3 or 4. We weren't married.
Oh yeah,
it was
that long.
It was 2016.
Damn.
I'm sorry, I remember dates so well. It was June of 2016.
Every time we do that, I'm like, wow.
It was because it's like it's associated with VidCon, and I'm like, okay, well, that was the last year we were at VidCon. It was 2016.
Oh, right.
And we went to the party. VidCon. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we just show up and we're eating food, and then all of a sudden Aaron Carter starts doing a set. And we're like, what the fuck?
Did he look like a crackhead?
He looked like, yeah. I mean, he looked like he was like walking out of a gas station with a tall boy.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, he's
yeah.
defended himself that he hasn't done drugs, but he actually suffered from like an eating disorder or something.
I remember that.
He has an OnlyFans?
What? He has an OnlyFans? Just said that.
You say he does
porn
though?
But that's how he beat Shaq.
Oh my God, that's right. And I Want Candy. Remember that song?
Dude,
he did
beat Shaq because you know what? Shaq's doing Gold Bond and he's got a jerk it on cam.
Shaq has so many companies. I love that man.
I think Shaq won is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Shaq won.
I think Shaq won.
Wait, Gold Bond is Shaq?
Are you sure Aaron Carter didn't beat Shaq?
He's in commercials.
I think there's some arguments to be made.
Okay, well, TBD.
Or like there was like videos of Aaron Carter just going off on a weird rant and then kissing his mom on the mouth or something like that too. I remember that. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
He's poor child.
What
actor.
Are your final thoughts on this, Britney?
Okay, I think that we got to free Britney because I think that it's wrong.
Oh, so you are on the free Britney side.
I am on the free Britney
because you did
side.
A lot of devil's advocate on the other side.
Well, I try to do both.
Yeah.
But I personally just don't think that the idea of a conservatorship, especially something that was supposed to be temporary, should have people who are financially incentivized to keep you in it.
Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense at all. Paris Hilton, I fucking love you. always been a fan. I always knew you were a smart chick, but I didn't know how.
Thank you. How smart or how she was smart.
How she was smart.
How she was smart.
I didn't know in what way she was smart, but I knew that she was doing smart things, but I didn't really know what.
Got it. Got it.
Flat.
Got it.
Other than turning a bunch of attention on herself for years, being in fucking every commercial at the time, mm-hmm. she was in movies just to say that's hot as a cameo real quick. Like, she fucking killed it at that.
Yeah, she knew her branding and
no
she just
credit for it.
I like the way, you know what? You're right. She was the first influencer. How wild is that?
That's what they say in the documentary,
so
too.
So cool.
Nobody was taking selfies before her. Mm-mm.
But if you remember, everyone at the time, all the people who, the media critics and... Mm. Like conservative groups and stuff, they were all saying, well, this is going to be the downfall of society. Now you have somebody who's famous for being famous. And didn't that happen?
That is true.
Oh,
they nailed that. That was a fucking jump shot.
Random fact I totally forgot to point out. Paris Hilton, if you notice on her Instagram, even her still photos, they're actually videos, like still videos. Mm-hmm. So that every time someone scrolls past it, it marks as a view. So instead of getting likes, it shows the numbers of views instead, which is exponentially higher. So like instead of because you know your Instagram video, it shows numbers of views instead of likes.
Yeah.
So all of her stills are actual loop videos.
Oh.
So people are like, that's genius. It makes her numbers look huge.
She's really ahead of her time. So smart. As far as the social media branding, all of that stuff.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, anyway, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Do you want to free Britney? Do you think has your mind changed about Paris Hilton? Let us know.
I hope someone's like, nah, she's just a dumb slut. Good for you.
Also, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Yeah. We love it. It helps us out a lot. Also, like our video. That helps us on YouTube a lot with that dumb algorithm thing. Yeah.
Also, I would like to plug my show, Shit They Don't Tell You. It's
you
my podcast.
You should watch Shit They Don't Tell You. It's
Please
a great
it
podcast.
Please heard, rate it.
It's our chief competitor.
Yeah. I'm happy to be on the show, finally promoting my thing. It's my product.
I was on the show once. That episode's probably the best episode they've ever done in their life.
It actually is.
It's really good.
The most amount of views. It was also like Orgies and Threesomes or something like
that. Wow.
But Gina Can't Stop Sucking Dick is what the title is.
Yeah. There it goes.
Because her branding is the biggest hoe, you know. So anyway, we'll see you next time.
Bye.